The new 2014 Farm Bill includes a lot of changes from the 2008 version, and many of those are in the area of conservation.
It gave NRCS an opportunity to rethink how we deliver our conservation program. And then by streamlining it, it reduces a lot of the administration burden that's on the public and also on our field staff. And I think it's a very, very, very good deal for the farmer.
That's Florida State conservationist Russell Morgan with USEA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, who has nothing but praise for the new bill.
I could go on and on and on about how great this new farm bill is, and I really, really mean that. Because what it does, really, it sends a clear message that our congressional members see value in supporting the farmers and the ranchers and the non-industrial private forest landowner with their natural resources concerns. And there are going to be some very, very good things to come out of this farm bill. The streamlining process, and we're looking at how we're keeping working lands in agriculture through our easement program. And the fact that this particular farm bill and this approach was supported by over 650 conservation agencies, organizations throughout the country, that shows how great this farm bill is and how much support it has out over on the landscape.
The new farm bill is currently in the rulemaking stages, but Morgan reminds producers that their signups are still going on as they are continuous, and encourages interested farmers and ranchers to visit with their local USDA service center.
Always go into the local service centers and talk to our local people.
Local service centers can be found by simply logging on to fl.nrcs.usda.gov and clicking on the Contact Us tab at the top of the page. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.